AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. In testimony today before the House Select Committee investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol, former acting attorney general in the Trump administration, Jeffrey Rosen, testified the then president complained to him about unproven election fraud nearly every day between December 23, 2020 and January 3, 2021.
At one point, he had raised the question of having a special counsel for election fraud. At a number of points, he raised requests that I meet with his campaign counsel, Mr. Giuliani.
Committee member Republican Adam Kinzinger says Trump allies in Congress were looking for legal cover from the then president.
President Trump's congressional friends, some of them are angling for pardons. They knew that every bit of what they did was a lie and it was wrong. That's all the more reason to respect those who came here to testify today. We thank them for their unflinching service in the face of incredible pressure.
Committee Chair Mississippi Democrat Penny Thompson says the next hearings will focus on what Trump and others did after their other plans failed.
We're going to show how Donald Trump tapped into the threat of violence, how he summoned the mob to Washington, and how, after corruption and political pressure failed to keep Donald Trump in office, violence became the last option.
Those hearings will be held after Congress returns from its July recess. The Senate's bipartisan gun violence bill closer to passage as it voted to halt a Republican filibuster, clearing the way for Congress' response to the nation's run of brutal mass shootings. The measure would toughen background checks for the youngest gun buyers, keep firearms from more domestic violence offenders, and help states put in place red flag laws that make it easier for authorities to take weapons from people adjudged dangerous. This is AP News. The Supreme Court has overturned a 1913 New York state law requiring gun owners to have a license to carry their guns in public. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Challenges are expected in a half dozen states with laws similar to the one in New York, whose top Democrats are ripping the high court decision. From Governor Kathy Hochul.
We don't need more guns on our streets.
To New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
We cannot allow New York to become the Wild Wild West.
Tom King, whose New York gun group challenged the state law, says he's relieved lawful gun owners will no longer be persecuted by laws he says didn't actually keep anyone safe.
We are not the problem. The problem is the criminals and the wrongdoers in the state.
At the White House.
The Supreme Court's decision today defies logic.
Vice President Harris echoing President Biden, who says he's deeply disappointed and is urging states to pass new gun laws.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.